Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Plant-based diets, macrobiotic foods, organic eating lifestyles are becoming so mainstream. Every restaurant we go to, there's some kind of option. There's vegan options, there's meatless options. And nowadays, there's just so many ways in which we could get healthy, prevent any kind of sickness, and deal with any issues that we're having. Today, our guest, Brigitte Britton, is a certified holistic nutritionist, alchemist, organic chef, and author of over 7 books. She has created this revolutionary vegan protein powder meal replacement called the Mega Whey, which I've tried. It's delicious. And Cannabiziology she created, which is extracted from the organic industrial hemp. Brigitte, welcome to the show. And
hi, Erica.
What is Cannabiziology for our
audience? Cannabiziology is a vegan shake infused with CBD, which is cannabidiol. Cannabidiol, basically, there are two receptors that make up the endocannabinoid, it's a mouthful, system, CB1 and CB2 receptors. The CB1 receptor is found mostly in the nervous system, connective tissues, gonads, glands, and organs, and then CB2 receptors are primarily found in the immune system and the structures associated with a healthy immune functioning. Unlike THC, which overstimulates the CB1 and 2 receptors, CBD signals the body's natural and indigenous cannabinoids to activate those receptors to do more of what they do naturally. So basically, it exists within us. You know, cannabidiol is in our endocrine system. And what the CBD powder does that I infuse in the shake is it basically activates the dormant CBD in the endocannabinoid, it's hard to say that word, system in the body, which supports a stronger immune system, nervous system, the neurological body, and overall well-being. I mean, there are over 8,000 properties in it that are so, I mean, we wouldn't have time in a whole day to name them and get into them. But I've had tremendous success with people with Lyme disease and Crohn's disease and IBS and, depression especially, which is one of the top, health issues. Because it is a health issue. It's emotional health, which I think is key to everything. And so by adding the CBD, because you can't do it yourself. I mean, you need a very tiny, small amount. And you would know how to actually separate it. So I buy it from a company that is the number one extractor. And, of course, they're a public company. And they prefer that I not mention them because, we have to be careful with making any claims because we're not medical doctors. But at the end of the day, it's basically my shake with CBD added into it. And so if you're sick or you have history of even diabetes and Hep C or rheumatoid arthritis, it's the shake for you to take. And we also have an oil that you would take at night that helps rebuild the endocrine system while you're sleeping. And it's legal. There's no THC. I mean, it's just pure CBD.
Right. And for our audience, let's just clarify. The THC is what most people have heard of, which is in the hemp plant that gets people high. We're not discussing that at all. There is absolutely nothing in this that would alter someone's state of mind or get you high in any way. The CBD is the strand that just helps with inflammation, helps with, like you said, disease, depression. I know that, in other states like Colorado and where marijuana is legal, they have the CBD patches. Like you said, CBD oils and things that have really helped people with knee problems, joint problems, back issues.
And epilepsy. Huge.
Epilepsy. Huge for epilepsy. There's so many things that it does help people that people reported, I should say. And, so it's worth looking into, I think, for our audience if they're dealing with some of these issues.
The CBD that we use extracted is from the hemp plant, not the cannabis plant. So there is no THC.
So there is none.
It's basically a hemp CBD.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay, good. Well, it's good to clarify just for people in general because they don't know the difference between some people don't know the difference between the hemp, the marijuana, the CBD, the THC. These are sometimes a language that people don't speak out there. So it's really great to just be mindful of what they're taking and what they're getting into. And how have you begun to partner with other people in this endeavor. I know that you partnered with an Ayurvedic specialist.
Yes. Now, he's also an MD with a degree from Cornell and Dr. Wheel. He's my colleague. We're getting ready to do 30 clinical case studies for RA, diabetes, and Hep C, and it's called the Mega Way Cannabisology Multi-Body System Complex, so that we can make claims. And basically what we're going to do is have 10 people from each disease, put them on a vegan program for 30 days with CBD oil at night, a capsule a day, and two shakes a day, plus, of course, a vegan menu, and monitor their blood work and the status of the health issue, whatever disease that, you know, we're addressing, and so that we can actually show that there is something that can, if not reverse, at least slow down and manage each disease.
Right.
And
so
he's my colleague. We do all our conferences together. He's just a brilliant man and an expert, actually, in CBD, which is how we originally met in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That's fantastic. I'm excited to see the results of this study. I mean, this is really revolutionary. And I think it's great to discuss just the vegan piece of this. So do you recommend people go vegan while they're dealing with serious diseases or issues? Like fighting cancer.
Well, I
know there's a lot of clients I've had that have gone through kind of, you know, these really illnesses that have taken a taxing toll on their body. For them to just go as plant-based as possible has been helpful for their recovery. So why is it that you say vegan?
Well, it's only for 30 days, and it's just to clean out the body. I personally don't think it's smart to go vegan for a long period of time if you're a carnivore, if you're used to eating animal protein. I think that it can have a reverse effect to your body. I think you need to wean yourself off, like 3 days on vegan, 1 day animal protein, 3 days off. You need to change what you're doing so that your body doesn't build a tolerance to it, and so that it can gradually evolve to a higher state of vibrant health. So, but for the study, you know, these are people that are really sick. They're in, and that need a dramatic change. For 30 days, it's not going to be harmful. And the way that we're creating the menu, plus with the shakes, they're getting 60 grams of protein. So they're not going to be protein deficient, you know, because they're having two shakes a day. And then that they're going to be having, you know, a lot of greens, quinoa, which is high in protein, sprouted beans, sprouts, and not too much fruit, because most people have low blood sugar. And although the daily required allowance of fruit is 5 to 7 servings, it's way too much sugar for a person that's not healthy.
Right.
So we limit the sugar to like a small amount in the shake in the morning. That's it.
Okay. And for everybody that's out there that's not going to be participating in this study, what recommendations, really quick, or tips do you have for them to just start being more mindful
of what they put in their bodies? If everybody wakes up and starts with hot water with lemon squeezed, right away you pH balance your body. Lemon is not acidic. It's alkalizing. Most people think it's acidic. It isn't. And then from there you want to put something in your stomach before having coffee, because coffee is acidic. And although it has good things in it as well, there are certain flavonoids in coffee that don't exist in any other food. But you don't want to put there's no point in alkalizing your body and then turning it into an acid reflux, you know?
That's a great tip.
You want to have some kind of a grain with protein right away with your coffee. That's what I suggest. And then, of course, the rest of the day, you want to have 4 to 6 ounces of lean, hormone-free, free-range protein if you're an animal protein eater, and wild-caught fish.
Yeah,
with greens.
I've heard that's
really an ideal diet. And, of course, try to hydrate your body with 4 ounces of water an hour, because that's how much water your body loses an hour, 4 ounces.
That's such fantastic tip. Thank you for being so concise with that. I really appreciate that. So please tell our audience where they could find you.
Excuse me?
Can you please tell our audience where they could find you?
For this website, it's cannabis, cannabiseology.com, cannabistheology.com.
Thank you so much, Brigitte, for joining us today and giving us such useful information. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us today, and stay well.